Whole Story Quest presents an unabridged recording of The Invisible Life of Addy LaRue by V.E. Schwab, narrated by Julia Whelan.
The old gods may be great, but they are neither kind nor merciful. They are fickle, unsteady as moonlight on water or shadows in a storm. If you insist on calling them, take heed. Be careful what you ask for. Be willing to pay the price. And no matter how desperate or dire, never pray to the gods that answer after dark. Estelle Magritte, 1642 to 1719. Vion-sur-Sarthe, France, July 29th, 1714. A girl is running for her life. The summer air burns at her back, but there are no torches, no angry mobs, only the distant lanterns of the wedding party, the reddish glow of the sun as it breaks against the horizon, cracks and spills across the hills, and the girl runs, skirts tangling in the grass as she surges toward the woods, trying to beat the dying light. Voices carry on the wind, calling her name. Adeline? Adeline? Adeline! Her shadow stretches out ahead, too long, its edges already blurring, and small white flowers tumble from her hair, littering the ground like stars, a constellation left in her wake, almost like the one across her cheeks. 7 freckles, one for every love she'd have, that's what Estelle had said when the girl was still young. 1 for every life she'd lead, 1 for every god watching over her. Now they mock her, those 7 marks.